almost all of us these days. Including school-age children, know where the refresh button is on the computer screen. Click the refresh button on the commitment to stillness. On the commitment to relaxing fully into the stillness. Click the refresh button. Let stillness be the guide. Let stillness be the teaching. Let stillness be the support. Eventually, what's discovered about the teaching on right effort is that right effort is no effort. No effort, and yet stillness is the teaching. Stillness is the support. Stillness is the friend. Noticing within the stillness of body exactly how the breath is moment to moment. When there's no view of rightness or wrongness about any breath, then there's just the breath that is, exactly as it is. It's so mysterious and yet tangible at the same time. It's mysterious in that it just keeps flowing. It's tangible in that it's immediate, it's palpable, it's real. It's life popping up and then disappearing, like waves appearing out of the vast ocean and then disappearing back again. It's interesting that the Buddha gave a whole sermon, a whole talk on the nature of liberation through breath. And the whole Dharma, the whole complete teaching is there, here, in the breathing. It's almost unbelievable that the breathing sustains the whole body-mind process. Without breath, this body-mind process would not be what it is. It's almost unbelievable that at some point in so-called measured time, there was this conception, there was this body-mind process conceived. No breath yet, yet conception. Somehow, mysteriously again, for breath to be born, birth had to happen. first breath. Mind can't remember, yet it happened. And here it is now, vital, alive, real. Present. Life is being born and it's dying with each breath. In breath appears, takes shape, and ends. Out-breath appears, takes shape, and ends. Beginning to get the sense that what we call living actually includes dying. Beginning to get the sense that the breath is expressing living and dying. Arising and passing. From the breath experience, ease out into the world of sounds. Listening carefully and impartially to any and all sounds that are arising and passing. Sounds in a house. Sounds outside a house. not belonging to anyone, completely unpossessable. Even at times the breathing will produce a sound. Clear observation of sounds. There may be an instant where there is no inside or outside. Notion of inside and outside are perceptions. Inside and outside is a view, a perception. Ask you now, is the sound, any sound, inside, outside, or both? The ear is simply registering sound completely spontaneously. Sometimes the mind likes a sound, it's interested in it. Other times it might resist the sound, not like it. Resting in open receptivity, the world of sounds, noticing that you can't find anyone who's doing the hearing. The hearing is just happening. from hearing consciousness. Noticing now the world of thoughts, ideas or pictures, images. They appear in that area that we call the head. To that we add the words, my head. They're just words. They're just ideas. Thoughts as words or sentences, pictures, images. If the mind is blank, if it's spacious, if it's empty of thought, and simply noticing and resting in this, if it's having thoughts, simply notice their changing nature. They appear out of a silent nothingness and disappear into silent nothingness. Again, like sounds, thoughts completely unpossessible. Thoughts without a thinker. Nothing fixed, nothing solid. no one can figure out who they are. Because who they are is hidden in what's happening already. Refreshed stillness of body. Breath breathing itself. Sounds sounding themselves. Thoughts thinking themselves. What is there to figure out? And so, since conception, this bodily process has been expanding and contracting. That's its nature. That's what it does. without any object to return to. In openness with body, breathing, sounds and thoughts. Choiceless awareness appears. The nature of awareness is choiceless. It's like the light of the sun that shines without discrimination. Where is the I or me in choiceless awareness? Where is the I or me in the world of sounds? Where was the I or me before there were thoughts about oneself? Choiceless awareness Choiceless awareness is childlike. Carefree. In time and beyond time at the same time. Choiceless awareness simply is.